Packers at Seahawks. It's the kickoff game for the whole league. Big game or just flavorful start?
Well, I mean, it's a huge game, but I think this is one of those classic games that the loser of this game, I mean, it's a wound. It's a little more than a flesh wound, but it's not a mortal wound. I mean, you know, look, Green Bay goes up there and loses whatever. I look at Green Bay and I say, this team's going to be in it till the end. You know, and especially this team will be in it to the end if, you know, if their bookend guys on the defense can stay healthy.
What about the rest of the NFC North? Who's the challenger to this team?
Biggest challenger is going to be Chicago. And Chicago has a question mark almost very similar in that, you know, how much does Jared Allen have left? How much does Julius Peppers have left? You know, we'll find out. They are vital guys. I think Chicago is such an interesting team because I think opening day they're relying on Kyle Fuller. They're relying on a rookie for a lot. When you are in a division and you have to face Aaron Rodgers twice a year and you have to face Matthew Stafford twice a year, I mean, that's a quarter of your schedule, and you're asking a first-year corner to step in and be really good right away. You know, talking to the Bears people, I think they feel like he was the most game-ready corner in their system. I think Chicago's the biggest challenger. You know, Cutler is going to really dissect people with that receiving group. And then I think Detroit's going to be good, and, you know, Detroit's going to win some games 33-27, but they're not going to hold that many people under the mid-20s. I just think they continue to have problems building that defense. I think this is a growing year for Minnesota. They're learning a new defense, you know, under Mike Zimmer, and whether it be Castle or Bridgewater or some combination thereof. I think on a given Sunday, they're going to be really a threat, but I don't think in 16 games they can be as good as Green Bay.